Aurelia, Trevor Redmond, a 53-year-old from Nova Scotia, was traveling through the area today, marking another milestone in his inspiring 30,000-kilometer journey across Canada. Known as the Fellow in Yellow, Redmond set out from Halifax on March 26, determined to inspire people across the country to value their mobility and stay active. Through a combination of walking, biking, and running, Redmond has made his way through Newfoundland, Prince Edward Island, New Brunswick, Quebec, and Ontario. His mission is to encourage Canadians to appreciate and use their physical capabilities. "When people ask me why I'm doing this, I say it's because I can," Redmond explained. "That's the message I want to put out there." Redmond's dedication to his mission stems from a life-changing event when he was 15 years old. Struck by a car, he nearly lost his leg, but was saved by timely medical care. This experience planted the seed for his journey, one he calls the culmination of 38 years of investment in his health. "I was given back the possibility of going across Canada just by the health care given to me back then," he shared. "Their investment initially, and my investment now of keeping myself moving." Sharing his story and hearing others' experiences has reinforced his belief in the power of movement. "The theme of this is that the more we move, the more we move others," Redmond said. "Me doing what I'm doing has inspired people to move and do what they need to." Despite the challenges of living without a steady income while on his journey, Redmond remains focused on his journey. Relying on donations and the kindness of strangers, he keeps his needs simple: food, water, and shelter. "I've been getting support along the way, which is good," he said. "Last night I was put up in an inn, and for the 3 nights before that, it was camping." As he approached Aurelia on Wednesday, Redmond was facing a new hurdle, a forecasted snowstorm that threatens to delay his progress. However, his determination remains unwavering. You can support Redmond's journey by visiting his website or Facebook page. Donations help cover his expenses, with any surplus going to healthcare-related charities. "I was helped out of a wheelchair back in 1986 to get me back on my feet," Redmond said. "I want to do the same. When donations are up and above what I need, I will give."